All right, back in the post game. How'd you like that at Rebel headquarters?
I enjoyed it quite a bit.
So when I don't mean to throw people under a bus. So just take this the right way, don't take it the wrong way. So when I suggested that we do a new show called Rebel Headquarters, not Anna, some folks understandably here grumbled, like, oh, Jesus, Lord mercy, we're going to do another show, Cenk, right? And is it going to make any money? No. So what are we doing? Mm-hmm. That's why we started Rebel Headquarters.
I might have been one of those people. I don't really remember. But it was it wasn't about like, no, let's not do a show promoting progressives. It was more like, Cenk, like you gotta decide what you want to do with your life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you want to live a little, or do you want to spend all day doing show? Like, he does show, like, every show on the network. You do the main show. You do Rebel Headquarters. You do the post game show. You do Old School. Like, how many shows do you need to be on? It's crazy.
I'm thinking of a new show, and then I was like tempted to host it, and I was like, no. Actually, you might host it. We'll talk about that later.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But anyway, when I imagined Rebel Headquarters in my mind, that's the show I imagined.
Yeah.
With Iron Stash and Ojeda coming in with a blowtorch and an iron pipe.
She's so good. Like, I don't know. That's all I kept saying over and over again when I was in the control room watching.
Yeah.
Because he's fearless and unapologetic, but not in the wrong way, in the right way, right? Yeah. You have like people like Trump who are unapologetic in the worst way. Whereas Ojeda's like, these are my principles. These are the moral things to do. I want to fight for the country, fight for its people. And I'm not going to apologize. Yeah, I'm angry. And I love that.
Yeah.
Anger is a useful emotion sometimes.
Yeah. Dude's got an air assault badge. Okay. Carol Miller did not see that coming.
How dare you?
Oh, by the way, I'll break some news here. Emma Vigeland, on election night, of course, is going to be on the road. She's going to be at one of the campaign headquarters. And she was going to go to Beto O'Rourke's headquarters. We have redirected her. She's going to West Virginia.
Damn.
Okay. She's going to go to Ojeda's going to be saying, here come Emma. So Emma's going to be at Ojeda headquarters on election night.
Awesome.
Okay. God, he's got to win. It's so close. There was one poll where he's up a point. There's another poll where he's down 3 points. He's so close to close 40 points, and then to lose would be heartbreaking.
It would.
If you know anybody in West Virginia, you got to go tell them about Ojeda. Okay. Here, wait. I want to make sure you guys got the right district here. Randy Bryce's first district of Wisconsin. Ojeda's third district of West Virginia. Third district, Logan County and some others. Okay, now, disastrous breaking news. It turns out Maxine Waters and Eric Holder did receive bombs, as we told you in the middle of the show. But Maxine Waters has gotten 2 bombs. Okay, so one in her DC office and one in the LA office. So let me tell you something. Ain't no false flag that sends 2 bombs, okay? What would be the point of sending 2 bombs, okay? You made your point by sending it to all the different liberals, et cetera, right? Out of all the people in the country that they sent 2 bombs to, it wasn't Obama, it wasn't Clinton, it wasn't even Soros. It was Maxine Waters, one out of 435 congresspeople. Why? Because she insulted Trump the most. Remember? And they said, oh, she's encouraging violence. She's encouraging violence by telling you to speak up against politicians. And then get a load of the irony and hypocrisy of sending 2 bombs to her.
Mm-hmm.
Now, luckily, she's okay. But geez, that is unnerving, man. And so one of you guys wrote in during the show, I didn't get a chance to read it, saying even if they don't explode, look at the message that they're sending, right?
To intimidate you.
Intimidation.
Yeah. And look, I hope this doesn't prevent anyone from speaking the truth and holding people in positions of power accountable for their actions. you can't let them terrorize you. You can't let them, you know, deter you from doing what you feel is the right thing to do. And if ever there was an administration that deserves criticism, it's this administration. Okay, so I wanted to also share something that I came across. This is on my personal social media. I'm not gonna share any names.
Okay, sorry, before you do that, I just wanna say one more thing about Maxine Waters. Maxine Waters, on a political level, actually has some issues, okay? There's plenty of things I don't agree with her on. But now, I'll fight to the death for her, okay? So, I mean, they targeted her, one, because she was courageous enough to speak up and to fight back. So that's it, I got her back, okay? And number two, let's keep it real. Why does she get under their skin so much? Also, she's a black woman. I mean, it's striking that she's the only one to receive two bombs, okay? Very, very striking. And so these monsters talking about a false flag and all that nonsense, are you insane? No, this is clearly a right-wing lunatic. And you could tell it because a left-winger wouldn't think to send two bombs to Maxine Waters. Mm-hmm. And besides which, why are we even having a conversation about this? Of course it's a fucking right-winger.
Okay, so to that point, you know, on the show we talked about how now conservatives are spreading this ridiculous theory that it was a false flag operation, that Democrats did it. The timing is suspicious because it's close to the midterms. And it's a ridiculous thing to consider, right? But anyway, the thing about social media is that it makes you aware that people that you've known for a long time, people that you may have gone to school with, can also be lunatics and can also fall prey to nonsense propaganda. And I realized that a long time ago, but I came across another example of that today when someone that I've known for a long time posts on Facebook an ABC News report about all these bombs. And the only thing that he wrote in the caption was, "seems fishy." And that irritated me. And then I looked at the comments and two other people commented and said, "I agree, seems fishy." And then he provides evidence for why he would deem this fishy, right? Mm-hmm. He shared a tweet by Candace Owens. And in her tweet, she says, it might be a Facebook post, I can't tell. It's a screenshot of it. "I'm going to go ahead and state that there is a 0% chance that these suspicious packages were sent out by conservatives. The only thing suspicious about these packages is their timing. Caravans, fake bomb threats, these leftists are going all out for the midterms." That's what she wrote.
You know what though? I mean, if they say it enough, the media will start to report it as 50-50. So they're unreal. The caravans. Think about what a fucking lunatic Candace Owens is. That she thinks those are not actual poor people from Honduras and Latin America, that the Democrats put them up to it. Do you know how mentally deranged you have to believe that? Which Democrats, would Chuck Schumer fly down to Honduras and say, "oh, okay guys, up and at them, we need you guys." And what the theory is, by the way, get a load of this, the conclusion of the theory. That the Democrats somehow got poor people from Latin America to join a caravan, come through, break through the gate, or sneak in with a giant caravan of 5,000 people, okay, and then go vote. They think they're gonna come and vote in this election.
It's absurd. One other thing I wanna point out, thanks to Edwin Umania, who remembered about this. Trump had tweeted something threatening to Maxine Waters in June of this year, okay? So, just to give you context before I read the tweet to you guys, this is on Twitter. Maxine Waters was encouraging people to speak their minds, not use any physical force or assault anyone. Speak your mind when you see an elected official and you disagree with the policies, right? And everyone lost their minds over that. Conservatives lost their minds and they went out of their way to twist her words to make it appear as if she was calling for violence against conservatives. She has never called for violence, period. Okay, now with that said, June 18th of this year, Trump had tweeted the following: "Congressman Maxine Waters, an extraordinarily low IQ person, has become, together with Nancy Pelosi, the face of the Democrat Party. She has just called for harm to supporters, not true. of which there are many, of the Make America Great Again movement. Be careful what you wish for, Max.
Oh, that's so true. Oh, God, I forgot about that. Man. Then they turn around and say, oh, it was probably the left that wanted to bomb itself. Be careful what you wish for, Max. Mm-hmm. How much did he goad these people and egg them on? Jesus Christ. And you know what? Since they live in a conspiracy-filled world where they're detached from logic, facts, reason, etc., they could catch the guy. They could show that he's a Trump supporter. And you know what they'll say? Oh, no, the FBI, it's a witch hunt. Their FBI was a witch hunt against Trump, and so they rigged it. They rigged it. It's actually a Democrat, and they planted the red hat in his closet, etc. It doesn't matter. They won't accept facts. They're like, oh, there is bombs to George Soros, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Eric Holder, two to Maxine Waters, CNN, John Brennan in specific, etc. So obviously it's a left winger. What the are you insane? And the answer is yes, a definitive yes. And the part of that quote, that tweet that drove me crazy when we first covered it, was the temerity of Donald Trump calling anyone else low IQ. But he does it almost every time with an African American. He called LeBron James low IQ. Based on what? Right? Mm-hmm. But Kanye West is the only one he doesn't call low IQ because he's the one that puts on a red hat, right? He called Maxine Waters low IQ. Who else? He did it to like three or four different African Americans. Omarosa. Yeah. He called low IQ. Wait, you hired her like seven different times. Why'd you hire her if she was so low IQ? And you could do 1,000 insults to Omarosa, and I wouldn't disagree with you. But low IQ ain't one of them. Okay, coming from the guy who is the lowest IQ person that we've ever had as president. But hey, they're black, so everybody, they're low IQ. And make him pay for what they said about protesting us. And hey, mission accomplished, Donald Trump. Not one, but two bombs to her. I guess you got what you wanted.
His presidency is so much worse than even I expected. Like, I knew it was gonna be bad, but it's so much worse. And I don't know, like I have legitimate fears that if he does get elected out of office, that he wouldn't go. Because he has this dictator's, like he has the characteristics, the makings of a dictator.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, guys, we warned you about the violence, we warned you about the brown shirts, and now there's the bombs. And when they lose the election, I don't know, what are they gonna do? They're gonna flip out. They're not gonna believe it. I mean, we saw them with our own eyes. Emma sees them at the Trump rallies. We saw them at Politicon. They 100% believe there's gonna be a red wave, that the Republicans, despite the polling showing the exact opposite, are going to pick up a lot of seats in the House of Representatives. That's mental, right? But they believe it with all of their heart and what little mind they have, right? So when they lose the House, what is going to be the reaction of these people who live on an alternate planet and are deeply violent?
I don't know.
God damn, man. The country's in a precarious spot. This is what the number one issue with Donald Trump is not the crazy racist things he says, is not the terrible foreign policy or the tax cuts for the rich. Those are all terrible, right? But no, the number one problem is he does not believe in rule of law. Mm-hmm. He doesn't believe in our former government. And so if he stayed all the way to 2020 and he lost, anything could happen. Remember, they have no chance. Like, they're demographically, they're done. This is the last. I totally agree with Michael Moore. I said it before Michael Moore. I've been saying to you guys now for month after month, and you know me, I got the credibility of saying, hey, watch out, Donald Trump could win, right? Now I'm telling you that what I see and the numbers, et cetera, is the Republican Party's pretty much done. They've alienated everyone. They burned the House down on their way to try to, this last election, DeSantis against Gillum, Trump overall, like grab on to the hateful racist voters just a little tighter, hoping to squeeze out one more election, right? And it's not going to work. Gillum's got a big lead now on DeSantis. And Trump's popularity goes down every single day. So it's 2016 was the last gasp. And so when they don't win, what's the only choice they got left? Especially when it's not, hey, we won or lost this particular election. The demographics have shifted so much, they're not going to win another national election. Well, their only alternative left is fascism. That's why they've headed in this direction.
So we don't know what's going to happen. But in times like this, when you think of the possibilities, and I hope that this horrible, like, dystopian thing doesn't happen, right? We don't live in that kind of society in the future. But like, let's say we do, and you want to escape that kind of country. Like, I think about my parents a lot. I think about your dad a lot, actually. Like, the fact that there was a little bit of unrest in Turkey, and he's like, I'm out. Picked up his family and left immediately. And it's scary. I don't want to leave, right? Like, let's say things get really bad here. What do? I want to be like your dad. I want to get out as soon as I can. But that's scary. And then I think about those people in that caravan and how they're fleeing violence. You don't want to leave your home. You don't want to leave your home, period. Like, it takes a lot for you to want to leave your home. Where do you go? Wherever you go, you're going to be met with people who hate you.
Yeah. So at the time in Turkey, as I've told you guys before, there was very significant leftist and rightist violence, right? Right wing, left wing violence. And it was that, in that case, it was real on both sides. And back then, there was real communists, hardcore communists, right? And it was super ugly in both directions. And mm-hmm. So they came to my dad, said, you're next. We're going to get you. We're going to kill you. Okay? So that's not a little thing, man. That is pretty scary stuff.
I didn't know it was that serious.
And so those were that was left-wing guys. Those mm-hmm. were the communists, okay? But what did the right-wing government do? They rounded up people that were communists and people that weren't, including, by the way, a family member of mine, okay, who was left-wing but not a communist and not a radical, right? And they tortured the hell out of them. They beat them. They killed them. My family member from my mom's side, electroshocks, et cetera. So when the violence begins, man, it is terrible. It is a horrific thing to behold. And this country has been relatively civil for a long time, and they want to undo that. These are really dark times. Mm-hmm. So anyway, and so if they lose power, God knows what kind of violence they'll resort to. But if they hold on to power, it's even worse, right? Mm-hmm. And then they institutionalize the violence.
Yep.
All right, look, last thing, because it was a story we didn't get to in the show, but fits into this. Clarence Thomas's wife did a tweet about the caravan, and it just fits into this completely. Let's go to graphic 33. So she put out this picture of what she was claiming was a Mexican police officer who had been bloodied up by the caravan, and it says, the media won't share this, will they? It's an invasion, and thank God for President Trump. Well, there's a reason why the media won't share that, because it's fake. It's from 2012, and it has nothing to do with the caravan. Okay? There's two sets of people on the right wing now, unfortunately, that are dominant. And remember, I was a Republican. I'm not disposed to, like, everyone who's ever been on the right wing or who's a Republican is a monster by definition. No. But this day and age, the crazies have taken over the party. And so there's two kinds, the one who lie on purpose. They're the ones who do this fake news in the first. This is all over social media. That picture has gotten
millions of times it's been
shared. Millions and millions of times it's been shared. They're never gonna see the correction. They're not gonna see this. They're not gonna see the AP news report on it. They're not gonna see any of that. All they're going to see that is that picture, and they're going to believe it. They're the guys who did that lie in the first place, who do the fake news, and then call the real news fake news. Oh, God, they're fucking monsters, right? And then the overwhelming, unfortunately these days, I don't know about overwhelming, but the majority of Republicans who go, oh yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yep, yep. The Hondurans are coming to kill us, and it's all violence, but the media is covering up for it, mm-hmm. and they're fake news. And these people are going to come and take our everything we have, and we have to get out there and show them who's boss. And like Emma showed you, one of the Trump supporters at the rally saying, we got to shoot first.
It's terrifying. It's terrifying because not only is that something that guy thinks, it's something that he feels comfortable openly saying. We didn't live in a country. I mean, I feel like 10 years ago, we didn't live in that country.
No.
Where people felt emboldened to say things like that publicly. On camera?
Yep. No. Look, guys, we have to do things the right way, okay? You must retain the moral high ground, not just for morality's sake, but also for practical reasons. At the end of the day, I'm still hopeful that law enforcement will take control of the situation, okay? Now, the question is, who's going to control law enforcement? And in our country, for now, that is handled in a political way, okay? And so unless they get their way, it's going to stay that way, and thank God. And so if you win the government, law enforcement works for you. That's how we have to do it. It has to be done politically. No matter how monstrous they are, we cannot respond in kind. We must respond through politics, and you have got to get everyone to vote. I'm not kidding around. Everyone you know, and I'm not in that nonpartisan bullshit. Oh, well, vote either way. No, if your family member's a Republican, leave them home, okay? Go find Democrats and convince them to be Democrats or whatever. You think the Democratic Party's great? No, I don't think they're great, right? But right now, you cannot let these Republicans stay in control, okay? So, that's part of why I get so mad at the media, because they cried wolf so many times about this is the most important election of our lifetimes, Obama versus Romney. Which health care are they in favor of? Obama's in favor of Romney care. Wow, what an important election, right? They both believed in aggressive foreign policy. Yeah, Romney would have done extra tax cuts for the rich. Okay, no. This is actually the most important election of our lifetimes. This is my first time saying it. But the media said it about every election, so now a lot of people think, it's no big deal, it's the same thing.
No, I think people get it. I think people understand that this is the most important election. And they not only understand based on the political activism you're seeing out there, but the number of people who were inspired to go out there and campaign and run for office.
Yeah, no, I know. We just got to finish it.
Yeah.
12 days, we got to finish it. Early voting has already begun in many states. Get out there and vote. God help us if these guys stay in power. All right, guys, sorry for the heavy post game, but it is what it is, and these are the times that we got. Okay, now we can go. We got old school coming up next, but we'll make it lighter, okay?